Jack's got paper on Trump. Jack's got papers.
Beef, wine, and shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. The very special indictment special, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit.
Man.
Maybe. I'm going to say maybe. Maybe a motherfucker is going to jail. And here to discuss that tonight are all of the usual suspects. Denise Tapscott, Kirk Johnson, and Mark Abbott, and myself, of course, Stephen Van Patten. Hello. I'm going to win this race. Anyway, oh my God. So, very eventful fucking day. And I don't even necessarily know where to begin. You know, I'm a sensible person, so my general hatred for Donald Trump runs about, let's say, several fathoms beneath sea level. But I mean,
the hate from 20,000 fathoms.
yes. Dun, 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 dun. And I mean, we are just in a horrible, horrible time where you have a president that is such a hardcore criminal that the arraigning judge has to remind him not to commit any crimes while the court proceeding is going on. And then on top of that, point out that jury tampering is a crime. Mm-hmm. Capone didn't get that speech.
Nobody's got that speech.
Nobody, right. But if somebody, if like, I don't think Gotti got that speech. No. Lucky Luciano did not get that speech. Nobody. What the
nobody
fuck is going on? Yes.
Nobody.
For real.
Kate Sweat, real. Where are you?
Nobody.
God damn it.
Hit it, Keith. Nobody.
Mark,
the wheels.
Got?
No. If there is ever a truer statement that the wheels of justice move slow.
Ugh.
I mean, I will say I never. When March came and the New York indictment came down,
mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. When they caught him in Florida,
mm-hmm.
I was like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
I half expected the next thing was to be Georgia.
Oh.
I was not expecting Jack to be like, you know what?
Hold my beer.
Right.
No, Jack was like, isn't it the 50th anniversary of hip hop? You know what? Let's eat this. Lottie dottie. Lottie dottie. Lottie. He done hit this man for, I mean, if this was a basketball, he's going for a dynasty. I mean, I have never seen somebody they're not waiting. And I love what I love about today. The other thing I love today.
Yes.
We don't want a speedy trial.
Yeah.
They're cats that wish they had had a speedy trial so they can they'd be like, look, I've been at this for 6 months, for almost 3 years.
Yes.
Literally was like, because we need time to prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what we need to do is we need time to get to Tuesday.
to get a real
a year from now in November.
I
November 5th, Tuesday, 2024. That's what we're trying to get to. So then we have the trial after that.
They literally should have had, you know who the court, you know who the judge should have been? Judge Judy. Because I can just see her face. Let me get this straight. You shut up. Let me get this straight. You, sir, caused an insurrection.
Yeah.
You've been threatening people, putting all this stuff on your social media, and now you need time to figure out what you got to prepare for? Jumping for the plaintiff. Get out of my courtroom. I'm like, prepare for what? I'm like, you know what? And what's crazy is that when you start to hear, because tomorrow is going to be Republican bitch day, when they come out and they start complaining and crying and all of this other stuff. But here's the court, what's crazy.
Justice and all that bullshit.
What's crazy, because like they said this afternoon, they've been bad-mouthing the judge that's going to oversee this.
Of course. Yes.
But wait.
There's more.
They appointed her. Republicans appointed her.
Oh.
So now all of a sudden, she's a problem. She wasn't a problem before. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, is that right? I thought she was an Obama pick.
Mm-mm.
Not the one in Georgia?
The one in D.C.
Oh, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah, they. Well, I guess they were part of the voting process, and she.
Still.
And she been locking everybody up associated with January 6th. So I know when she was wherever she was sitting today, and got that message that guess who's coming to your courtroom. You know, she was like, she's a sister. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was a little confused, but all right.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But the thing is that what's crazy is everybody, as I'm watching the complaints come in, he's not being charged with the insurrection. He's being charged with the planning of it.
Yeah.
The conspiracy.
So all of that right. all
stuff around it.
You're trying,
the peripheral shit.
You're trying to take away his First Amendment right. Everybody said the same thing. Oh, he got the right to say whatever he want. You say whatever you want. And that's the thing. Free speech. Yeah, you could say whatever you want. The problem is people want free speech without ramifications or repercussions that come with it.
That's right.
So, you know, like Joy said, you can go into a bank. No, Rachel said it. You can go into a bank and scream everything else except for hand me the money.
Right.
You know, then it becomes a problem. So, we're going to review all the speeches and everything. But if you read the indictment, your ass... and six other months for seven, because they don't know who the seventh person is yet. And I can't wait to find out who this last conspirator is. And you know who I wish it was? I wish, because they won't say, they just said they're political consultant.
The Cat Meadows.
No, I would love for it to be Clarence Thomas's wife.
I would love to see
them drag her ass in.
That's a wish.
You know what?
I'm into that.
I'm gonna have my popcorn. I'm gonna be like,
right.
Oh, I can't wait to see what you gonna say.
Yes. You
know, we don't know who it is, but Giuliani has made his admittance, and then he tried to go back on that, and he was like, I'm like,
Giuliani got his own shit happening.
Yep.
Giuliani is guilty.
Guilty.
As far as I'm concerned.
Confess the lying. Yeah, confess to all that shit.
Wait, what?
So confess the lying about the sisters in Georgia. There's that.
Yep.
His personal assistant has come out with audio tape, no less. All kinds of shit. Apparently, he forced this poor girl to perform oral sex on him,
Oh no.
And there's a whole list of other shit. $3.1 million. I hope she gets every fucking penny.
Wow. And
nobody, and then, nobody should have to pleasure that shriveled up bastard. Fuck him.
Cheers to that.
Really. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Oh my God. Guilty.
Guilty. Guilty.
We handed out guilty verdicts on Beef Wine and Shenanigans, folks.
Guilty.
You just need to you need to make us look like those cats from Superman.
Wait, guilty. Yeah, well.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Oh my God.
Guilty.
Can I be the fan? The fandom is too good for these motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm
wait,
sorry.
Let me be the defense.
Too good.
Go ahead.
Let me be defense. Let me be defense. I like this.
Oh God.
Are you accusing my client Rudolph, His Magnificence Giuliani, is lying about the insurrection and his part in the conspiracy and the fraud that is the 2020 elections? Is that what you're accusing my client Giuliani of?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, Julie. Yeah, he's guilty. I'm going to have to accuse myself. Due to knowing too much about what's going on, he's guilty as fuck.
Guilty.
I'm sorry, Rudy.
Guilty.
I did my best. I did my best.
Well, you know what? I could actually see somebody needs to like do the superimpose of Trump, because that Trump is Zod. Your vote is the last one, Jor-El. You are the only one that can sentence us. I offer you a choice, Charles. You will bow down to me.
You will bow down.
But wait, here's another thing they pointed out. And Chris Hayes, I love Chris Hayes on MSNBC. Chris Hayes was like, y'all notice there's not one family member. No one. Do you realize that he has done this perp walk three times? No wife, no kids, no sons, no daughters, nobody.
Dang.
Again, Keith Sweat, where you at?
Nobody.
You know, I'm just happy.
Well, his son. To be fair, his son Eric has been making the rounds on Fox News.
Oh yes, he has.
So he has that time to go with Daddy on perp walk.
I mean, you know, he has been on Fox News doing what he needs to do.
Yes, right?
All that sniffing is called prep work.
I know.
Prep work.
I know. Check out the right nostril. I got a left nostril.
To the left. To the left.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious that they wouldn't even like, they won't call him president. She said, Mr. Trump. I was like, yes.
They ain't doing that needed bullshit. To happen. Because he's been running around here with people still calling in that. I don't think there's been an ex-president that still has been running around calling themselves. Most presidents, when they're done, they're like, I don't even want to be hurt. I don't want to hear the name president. I'm done. I did my 4 to 8 years.
But to be fair, I think it's a courtesy.
It is.
The couple of times I've had to handle an ex-president, it was kind of suggested to kind of stay in that lane or whatever the fuck. You know, I just like, I'm just looking at that like that woman clearly was on some, we ain't afraid of you, motherfucker.
Exactly.
And here it is. You might be in some fucking trouble. And again, I gotta get back to that whole don't start no shit while you in here.
Right.
And after I let you go, don't start no shit. I'll also point out something because the one thing Jack Smith got a little static over, I want to say, over social media. And, you know, the one bad thing about social media is everybody, you know, gets the voice and opinion no matter what your intelligence level might be. But So people were giving static to Jack Smith because they didn't pull his passport. My thought, maybe the three of you will disagree. I don't know. But here it is. If he just ran, that's the best thing for us.
That's what I think too.
If he takes his bullshit passport, which ain't got no other stamps but like the Playboy Mansion and various shit that fucking Jeffrey Epstein like fucking invited him to. Ain't nothing else in that passport but that. So if he takes his ass to Russia, we are better off. Now all we gotta do is figure out how to fucking shut the Satan down. So let him run. Please let him run. Fuck that.
I have a theory.
Oh.
So, you know, Jack Smith used to be part of the prosecution for the World Court.
I
did not know that.
Yes.
I heard that from somebody.
Yeah, which is why, like, he knows exactly what to go after him for. Like he knows I'm not going after you over no bullshit about you running your mouth at the podium. I'm gonna catch you, which I want to segue by saying, how about I did not know there was a KKK law that's part of this thing? Like they created a law. There's a for in the indictment, there's a KKK, they created it because of the terrorism of the KKK. Was keeping black people from voting. And they're using part of that to go after him. And I'm like, wow. Now that's what you call ironic.
Disenfranchising voters. Yeah, disenfranchising voters.
Yes, that's what that's right.
Okay. Oh.
I think Jack is probably like, they're probably like, don't you think we should take his passport? And he probably sat there and was like, ain't no country gonna harbor him. He can run. But the thing is that if you it's and I liken this back to when former Liberian President Charles Taylor tried to run.
Yeah.
When shit got caught up to him, he went to Nigeria and they were like, goodbye.
Yeah.
He landed the plane and they were like, you can all right. And then go right over to that runway and keep on going because you're not staying here. And he had he couldn't go nowhere because nobody would take him. They were like, we're not.
Mexico and Canada ain't going to take him. No. Brazil ain't going to take him.
Ain't nobody going to take even
one country. One country.
I don't know what Kirk's about to say. Yeah, go ahead, Kirk.
I think of one country. Argentina.
Oh,
them niggas still ain't changed their way. They still got Nazis in there that they keep their hands.
Yeah,
that's fair. I was gonna say Russia.
Right.
Well, you know
what? I was gonna say
Russia's a given. I think.
Thinking about Argentina, he can still have spies go back and forth. It's like an espionage thing. Like they can't find Trump, so they have to follow the Russian spies that are in communication with Trump and whoever Trump is able to pay off to just
backwards. Yeah.
The only reason why I don't think Russia will take him is because he's already, they already use him for what they needed him for. He's not really a bargaining chip, and Putin don't seem like the kind of dude. Like, see, this is the thing. No, maybe I'm wrong because
I don't know. Because they have Steven Seagal.
I was just about to say that. Because they took Steven Seagal. So I don't know.
But all right, so wait. Steven Seagal. Asshole. But there is, I wanna say, collateral's too strong a word. But it's definitely like, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Steven Seagal, with his reel and his movies and all that other shit, he can go to Russia and play like he is a bigger deal and more people like him here than what is actually the truth.
Right.
And you know how, like, come on, man. Back in the day, You'd see certain movies and you'd be on top of some anime and whatever, you go visit your cousins down south and you'd be the one putting them on the shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing goes with as far as movies are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, so as far as Russia is concerned, Above the Law came out a couple of weeks ago.
Well,
they don't know.
Wait,
think of that
exactly. Also, and the fact that of all, as I remember, all the Steven Seagal action movies, none of them took a shit on Russia.
No, they sure didn't.
How all of them are gangsters. They got lots of far right drug dealers. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We were talking about this earlier.
Yes.
Beating up fucking Jamaican drug dealers and Arabs.
Right, and, yeah. Still got a Cold War going on.
Mafia shit.
Yeah.
And local mafia. That's a good fucking point, Kirk.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, so he's the only motherfucker.
They never had Russian enemies.
So basically, Daniel Craig needs to like fucking stay his ass in London.
Right.
And shit. Sean Connery, he never got to get over there. None of that shit. That's a damn good point, Kirk. Oh my God.
Hey, think about you get a gold star for that one.
Good motherfucking point. But anyway, fuck all these people, really.
Right.
Look, I just look at this right now. And granted, you know, so when I said some shit on social, basically what I said on social media was like, oh, I took a nap and I woke up and there were indictments. This is good. Or some shit.
Yeah.
Somebody told you to go back to sleep and come back with a conviction.
right. Instead, that nigga woke up in his leprosy in Florida.
All
right.
He wanted more indictments.
Let's talk about that for a second. Because if it was the reverse and it was like, let's say it was a blue state and motherfuckers had leprosy.
Leprosy.
These so-called Christians would be talking about, well, that's God punishing y'all.
Revelations.
But those of us on the left, we know that's bullshit. Yep. We know half of this shit comes from forced poverty, systemic racism, and a whole bunch of other shit that ain't got nothing to do with the invisible guy in the sky. Nothing to do. I will say, it is impressive that y'all done dug up a biblical fucking disease.
Bruh, hold on, bruh.
I mean,
seriously. Wait, you gotta
give me for this. God might be just on the same level as all black people in America to a point where like he's just finding shit out now. So like God just found out that alligator bait. He just found out what that really meant. Alligator bait?
Oh.
That
oh.
nasty, dirty motherfucker.
Oh.
Hit Florida leprosy.
Like,
oh, New Orleans in the next month, if not in the month, a couple weeks, they're going to hit with a pandemic of smallpox.
Smallpox.
Bam.
But you you biblical?
I want to give you a little something from World War One. Smallpox. There you go.
Let's go sprinkle it on you real quick.
You don't want to wash your hands, and you want to keep the history of alligator bait away from God, huh? Okay, here you go, a little more. There you go. Hey, how about some rats and locusts? You ain't seen locusts yet in years. Niggas thought locusts were extinct, and all of a sudden they just, oh wow, the entire
get the big ones from Jurassic Park.
Then Mississippi Basin has been invaded by giant locusts. We haven't seen a giant locust since the prehistoric era.
those racists in Florida, they're so stupid. They're gonna be like, Ned, stick. Catch a stick, stupid. Catch a stick.
Oh, God.
And they get fucked up. That's what I want to see.
Bro. Nah, they're going to come out with a neck going like this. Hey, Ma, look, some flying crawfish. try to throw a net over a fucking invasion.
Oh,
and get eaten to death by giant.
I'm a deep fryer.
Deep fry sky. Yeah.
Well, the only thing I could say is they better pray they didn't ban the medical book that tells you how to cure it. Since y'all like banning books so much.
No.
You better hope.
That I read.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody found an Indian dermatologist. And that's the motherfucker that figured out it was leprosy in the first place.
Yes. It's
like, you know, oh y'all got God. Leprosy in his
yes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait. You got to wait. Steven. Steven. Wait. You got to clarify something. When you said an Indian, no, do you mean like Middle Eastern? Or
Middle
Native
Eastern
American.
Indian, not Native American.
No,
you know what? A Native American would have been like, here, take some Clearasil and see.
right. Social distance. You go over there.
Wait, Clearasil. Take these magic herbs and spices and clean them with your chicken, and I guarantee that those little sore and bumps will go away.
And so will you. Give me my lion back.
Like, why do I look like my man from Guardians of the Galaxy? It's like, you know, it just Clarisil just takes a minute.
Takes it away.
The evolution, the high evolutionary. God. You look like the high evolutionary. Give it away.
Oh my god. Or put him on a boat like in The Fog. Remember The Fog?
Yes.
We have a cruise just for you.
Can I just tell you if DeSantis comes down with leprosy?
No.
I'll throw a block party. I will literally go to a street lamp like we used to do in the 80s. Hey. And I will be out there with like
Steven.
DeSantis got leprosy.
Steven? You don't even have to worry about him catching that. Because the beatdown he's gonna get in a few weeks from Gavin Newsom.
Right. Oh my god.
I'm still trying to figure out
why he would say yes to that.
You know what this reminds me of? Did y'all see the Great White Hype?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is exactly what it reminds me of. Oh, Newsom is probably not even training for this. And DeSantis is going to walk in there and he's like, you ain't going to embarrass me on national television. And that'll be the end of that story. I'm like, what I love about that is that Newsom is straight up like, this is how we're going to do this. We're going to have the debate. On your conservative television show, on your TV channel, with your conservative host, and we're gonna do the entire. He took a page out of the only thing sweeter would have been him trying to battle Pete Buttigieg, who goes right on conservative TV and embarrasses
the hell out of him.
And embarrasses the hell out of everybody. Everybody's like, oh, we're going to call Buttigieg and get him on TV. And there's somebody in the wings like, don't do that to yourself. There are three people right now you do not offer yourself up to like that.
Right.
Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, and Katie Porter.
Decide.
I'm gonna go to toe to toe. That would be like Lauren Boebert going. I want to debate Katie Porter.
I would be outside
the arena going programs. Get your programs. Katie Porter T-shirt.
You want a T-shirt?
T-shirt.
We got hats. T-shirt. Got T-shirts. $2 for $20.
The best is like the tail of the tape graphic. It's like Michelle and all her degrees and all her accomplishments and all this and Boebert side this bitch here. And that's it.
I said this the other day to y'all. The only thing left now to hear is the only thing at this point I truly want to hear is bailiff, please remand the defendant into custody.
Yes.
That on that day, when I hear those words, I'm gonna be like, okay. because you know, we've discussed in the past about if this were black people, what would have happened, this, that, the other thing.
Oh, Lord.
But somewhere along the line, someone was like, we cannot let this go.
Yeah.
And we are going to have to do everything. And as Rachel pointed out, Jack Smith did something the FBI refused to do.
What do you do?
Why Trump is in court now? Because the FBI wouldn't do it. Well, we don't know then. And Jack Smith was like, hold this. Because I think because of his unique perspective on the world, on dictators, on fascist regimes, he probably was like, no, that's not going to happen on my watch. Not here. And not only that, then he also was like a prosecutor here in New York for I think in the Ninth Circuit
here. Oh, wow.
So the same one that's got him hemmed up here for the tax evasion stuff. So it's like you, the chickens finally are coming home.
Yeah.
They haven't roosted yet, but they're coming home.
Yeah.
And yes, Kurt.
I had to change my background.
I see that.
You are so inspiring. You are unbound, unbent, unbroken. That is Mark Abbott, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
He comes out. I'm still feeling a little pessimistic. I still got crows hanging over my head. But God damn it, if not one of them turned into a dove because of you there, Mark.
Yes.
I feel hopeful.
I do too. When did you think you'd ever actually hear the United States versus Donald J. Trump? To actually hear that and to see that.
But this kind of, and I'm not taking the wind out of the sails, but this is almost like when someone is sexually assaulted.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the person that did it is too powerful. And the one person, everybody else is like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm there. But there's that one person that finally is like, enough of this crap. And finally breaks the cycle. And I think that's what happened with New York.
Yeah.
I think Letitia James was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm done with this. You know, he's a citizen now. We're going after him. And I think that's what literally put the hole in the dam and got everybody going. Because once he got into that courtroom, then we had the sexual assault case, which he dodged for years, got caught with that. And then, of course, you've got everybody else who, whatever you thought about an insurrection, ain't none of them motherfuckers going to jail. Giuliani know what jail look like. He done sent enough people there, and he know that it ain't gonna be club fed for him. You know, that like you indict their cats in there because of you. So if we send you inside,
they're gonna love that.
It's Giuliani. Come on and sit down at the table.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, old pal.
You know, there it is, you know. You know, it's
a kingpin.
Exactly.
Trump, I shit you not. You just ruined it now. I'll be mad as fuck at you, Mark, if that nigga go to jail and then he come out looking like a wall. Like, damn, Donald took all that time to work out, huh?
Here's the God, thing.
He's like a giant orange wall.
70-something years old.
I don't think Trump has that in him.
He comes out looking like a supervillain. We got to talk.
But time out. He's already a supervillain.
Yeah.
He is.
Right.
He is already a supervillain.
And they're not going to give McDonald's when he's in there.
Right.
No, he won't. He better not.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe in a dark way, I just realized something.
Look at your smile.
The inspiration for all of this happening isn't any of these political situations. Maybe. Just maybe. We have Adidas to thank for this.
Adidas?
Now you're looking kind of like you're not understanding, but not so long ago, there was a man who had a contract with Adidas who basically said, I say whatever I want. Adidas ain't going to get rid of me. I'm making millions of dollars. And Adidas,
oh my God. Like,
oh, yeah?
How about this?
Bye.
And you know,
somebody, and for those of you that aren't following this train of thought, Mark Abbott is referring to one Kanye West.
Yes. who literally thought they would never, because that's been Donald's whole thing. They're never going to arrest me. They're never going to. First, it's, I'm not getting arrested. He was arrested. I'm not getting arraigned. He got arraigned. They're not charging me with anything. You've been charged and fingerprinted.
Yeah. Fingerprinted.
So the only thing left is keep talking, because one of these four cases is going to land you behind bars.
He ain't got no mugshot, though. I'm a little pissed about that.
No, but there's a reason for that, because they said that, I think the reason why is because what they don't want is some clown to take his mugshot and then take the negative and go and try and sell that thing and try and make money off of it. So I think the whole record?
Wait, ain't this America? That's like free market right
this
there.
This is America. What do you think? This is America.
Well, they don't. Well, you know what? You're right, Kurt, but they don't want to get caught slipping.
can we get an AI then? Can we get an AI J. Trump behind bars?
Probably.
You know, he tried to do that. When he was selling them bogus NFTs, I think he tried to put something, like the company he was working with tried to do something like that, and they were like, there is no mugshot of him. Like, they tried to make one of him, and they were like, there's no existing mugshot of him, so it's...
It's coming. It's
an AI right now. Somebody actually made... mugshot Trump AI.
I'm sure they did.
And I will buy, be the first one buying that shirt. I'm telling you, Steve, he was a villain. He was a horrible elitist villain. When he come out of jail, he's gonna be a super villain.
He's not coming out of jail. But, I mean, he's not gonna make it.
Already. No, there's enough white supremacy in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He'll be fine. He'll be hanging out with all these like full-blown tattooed fucking
killers.
Like, basically. Yeah, 100%.
Children. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah,
the brothers may try to get at him.
Yeah,
if they're dumb enough to just, you know, go to the shower with just him and two guys. Sure, why not? Sure. But you know,
you're gonna have to do an Adebisi, sprinkle glass into fucking porridge.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Oh God.
but in all seriousness, y'all know. I mean, you know, we're joking around now, but high profile dudes, the warden can't risk his career.
Yeah.
No, not
letting that shit. Right. He's not. Right. That, and he's that all
be, he'll be in Martha Stewart's old cell, basically.
I mean, and that all depends on who puts him where, because he's got two federal. He's got two federal, and then he's got two state. So
okay.
You know, the federal, you know, you probably
federal, end up cut, state, and, okay.
and, you know, it'll probably narrow it down to be like, look, you've been indicted on all of this stuff. Which jail you want to go to first? You know, because it's like at this point, you know, you're going to spend, you will spend, you're 77 years old. You will spend the rest of your natural life behind bars. You're not getting out.
Yeah.
Because I think the counts for this one,
well, there's range a between five and then there's 20. A 20, and then there's another 20, and then there's another 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 55 years. You 77.
I mean, well, even if he doesn't get all of them.
No.
Right.
I mean, and he may not
just
get
getting just getting one of the 20s.
20? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrap.
Done. Mm-hmm.
Done. That's done. Because you've done too much McDonald's to think you getting past 77.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you getting past 80. That's not happening.
Right.
No.
No. He's so out of shape. That's not even that's not
true. Exactly.
It's a fucking embarrassing.
So you lock him up with Richard Simmons, you know, or, you know, whatever the fuck.
I just want to know where Hillary is going to be partying. When all of this, so I can go so I can be there. For
that'll
that
be
one.
A good party. Yeah.
Because
that'll be a great party.
She will probably, knowing her, she will be at home with a bottle of white wine and be like, I told y'all.
Yep.
Right. She goes, yeah. I told every single one of y'all and I warned yes. you. And you yes, didn't listen did. To me. You
know, if she gonna be petty, she'd like being disguised in New York and photobomb every Fox journalist that comes on TV outside of Fox. Like every, right? Yeah, she had like look for all the Fox trucks or where they are and what news they're doing that day and just bomb it, just photobomb it. It's like, hey, how you doing? Oh yeah, I'm Hillary Clinton. And I was innocent.
And I was right.
You know,
honestly, no, right. but honestly,
and then walk off. Yep.
But honestly, if I was Bill, because you know when she lost,
oh yeah,
he caught hell.
Oh yeah,
he caught hell in the house because that was supposed to be, among it's other walking. Things, her redemption. Makeup, her redemption mm-hmm. for having to sit through Bill's bullshit all these years.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I was Bill, I would be on some petty shit. Be like, Donald, you got a visitor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for real. That's for real.
Hey, Don. I just want to come say, fuck you very much. Because I got to tell you, I knew the country was racist, but I didn't realize that we were that racist. So I didn't really give you a chance. And, you know, I have issues at home. Let's just call it what it is.
I have issues at home.
And you just made, you made my life so much worse. And, you know, and of course now Hillary's watching me all the time. You know, I couldn't even go to the Lady Gaga concert with Tony Bennett without everybody talking about me just because I said that Lady Gaga, she sure is party.
My stars.
So I just won't say fuck you, Don. I'm gonna tell Bubba and the rest of these black dudes right here. I'm telling second Sons of Anarchy ain't watching. I'm gonna tell them to get you, cause fuck you. I'm gonna go home now. All right, cause I can go home cause I'm not in prison. Motherfucker.
All right, he won all of them. He won all of them. Oh, shit.
Michelle?
We got space out.
Come on in. So, Donald, how you doing? Michelle's outside. She's going to come in here and speak to you for a minute. But I just wanted to come in here and tell you, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And one thing they will never say about me is that I had to do time. So while you're behind bars, I want to give you one of my books.
Give me reflect. One of my
books. Reflect. Michelle going to come in here and she's going to give a couple of books. And also a list of some bad books that might help you out while you're inside. Spend some time educating yourself. So I'm going to go because Bill's outside with the car running. But we just came down here to see, make sure, did you need anything? Well, you know what? I can't help you anyway. I ain't present no more. And he'll walk out.
You know, I want... Oh, go ahead. No, go
this ahead. Is what happens when you go low and we go high. Here's a copy of my book. Kurt, what were you gonna say?
You know, I hope at this point that somebody, even if it's Obama himself, while Trump is in jail behind bars, he gets a postcard, a birthday card. You know, every birthday he'll get a card with Obama leaning against the frame in the White House. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I used to sit on Twitter. Yeah, I used to sit on Twitter, like on his birthday, like, hey, happy birthday. With Obama on it. on Twitter. I used to do that shit all the time.
With the big ass smile.
Now I feel I have to find, like, how do I get a mail? How do I get a letter to Trump? It's so important.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's so important for his mental health that he gets this.
Oh, my gosh.
This has been... Again, Stephen, I don't... We're here.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know that they mentioned, I know Rachel Maddow said the other night, she was like, history is going to want to know, not going to ask how we got to this point, but how did we elect someone like this? And all I could think about is the fact that there have been amendments and ratifications to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be one to run for president. Alexander Hamilton could not run for president because he was not born here. He was born in Nevis.
Mm-hmm.
In Niggas? What?
Oh, God.
Kurt, did you take any of your Negro today?
I did.
Okay. This is long as you threw your Negro.
I think it was a bootleg because the K and the G were silent. We're like, we're small. and the E had a tilde over it, so it was Negro.
Oh my God. Bootleg version.
Negro.
You should keep them overseas.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
I think we do need to every job you have to have experience.
Yes.
And I get it. Yeah. I get the idea that I would like, if I sat down long enough and thought, you know what, I can make some really radical changes to the country if I ran for presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between somebody like Reagan,
mm-hmm.
who actually was a governor, and he had political, he had done his political steps.
Right.
And this mess.
Racist piece of shit, nonetheless.
Yes. But something like, if he goes to jail, they're still sitting here talking about, well, now, he could still run. Why? Because if I'm not mistaken, an ex-convict can't vote when they come out of jail.
How about that?
But a person who literally has been convicted for no less than treason against this country can still be on a ballot? Like, who does that service in the end?
Yeah.
And I really think at some point a ratification needs to be made, and and you have to have served in a congressional seat for 8 years before you can actually run for president.
Mm.
I mean, the history of the Catholic Church. Do you know why there are no young popes? Because the last time they had a young pope, he almost turned Vatican City into a brothel.
Jude Law on HBO?
Not Jude Law. Shut up.
The young pope. He was... He's the young pope.
Coming to the main stage. Coming to the main stage. Josephine. Coming to the main stage.
Jude Law is a sexy motherfucker.
Get your drachmas out, fellas.
Jude Law is a sexy motherfucker, that robe and shit. You can open up a strip club in Vatican City. Niggas would go.
No.
God.
Every time they gotta choose a new pope, you have like the bird fly, like all the popes are in that one place, but they're having like strip clubs and like strippers come over to dance while they're eating chicken.
Chicken wings.
I know, right? It is all Gregorian chants, right?
Right.
Oh,
right. I'd like to thank Surfer Chick 98 for providing us with entertainment and alleviating some of the tension that was being felt within the Congress.
Coming to the main stage, Delilah. Coming to the main stage.
Tip your servers. Tip your servers.
Get those silver coins out, fellas.
Sorry, Mark. You're saying, Mark.
Mark is so over you right now. He is so over you. Oh, my stars. If he could jump through that screen, oh my God.
But I think
I'm just so happy that New York don't have no leprosy. New York got rats. Right. We got the homeless. We got mad cops.
And
we don't have leprosy.
Neither does California.
Well, until a motherfucker flies up here from Florida.
Man.
Quarantine. Ain't nobody put no damn travel restriction on Florida.
Right.
The one place that needs one.
We can't stop fucking Abbott. Not this Abbott, but you know, Governor Abbott from Texas from sending us migrants. How are we gonna stop somebody? How are we gonna stop somebody in Florida who got leprosy? They gonna get on the plane. One black stewardess may be like, you need some cocoa butter? But past that. What's gonna happen? They go get, they go sit down, they go get their peanuts and pretzels, and they go come up here and they go give us that bullshit.
Man, you better wash your hands.
I'm washing everything.
That's it. Now I'm concerned. Like 2 weeks from now, like on a daily.
I'm washing everything.
Florida man has been found to be.
I'm alone. Patient talking zero to the three of you on Zoom, and I got two bottles of hand sanitizer right here.
Man,
fuck that shit.
I have a whole box of it. Yes.
I still got that giant one you gave me.
There you go.
Yes, I gave all of you guys some for StoryCon.
Drinking this shit.
Coming soon from Stephen Van Patten. The Strain.
Exactly.
Right, The Strain. I ain't get leprosy.
Right, exactly. Be like,
watching. Shampooing your hair. Gotta get clean, baby.
I'll be back in Tamron for getting the cure and shit because I'll be busy like scrubbing.
I'm saying, you know, I gotta say this, Floridians, leprosy should never get so bad in your state that a motherfucker gonna find a foot in the street.
Oh, you're stupid.
When niggas start finding body parts in the street, you have allowed this to get out of hand.
No, no,
somebody dropped it in here.
You know where shit's gonna be falling off? You know where shit's gonna be falling off? Pirates of the Caribbean. When they're doing a ride and shit just starts like that's how that shit gonna go.
Look, mama, pirate foot. Don't touch that. What's that?
The dog has a hand in his mouth. Yes, yeah.
Right,
instead of the key.
That was a fucking Dashira Mafu shit.
Oh my God. Is this like the beginning of The Last of Us? Instead of like mushrooms, it's like a new mutation of leprosy that everybody turns into Florida leprosy. People with limbs falling off.
All right, man. I lost my foot last week. Man, that is a great costume. That's not a costume. Get away from him.
It's not a costume.
I know, right? The pirates are really going to have missing limbs.
Security, he's back again. Let's go.
Security.
You know you don't work here, Jim.
Two-toed Jimmy,
Arg, but I'm qualified. Arg.
You don't work here anymore.
Oh, shit.
A lot of things, dude. Wait, did you guys hear on the offside, Fish,
the
suffocating? No, an entire like hundreds of thousands of fish suffocated and washed up on shore.
I heard that about whales.
I think it's in Florida. No,
whales in New Zealand or Australia. Right. There's like pods of whales that are doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, they're saying that
whales are showing up here.
Well, they're telling they're suffocating because the garbage and the toxins that are in the water and how hot it was already in July. They're saying that's something that they're suffocating. The fish are suffocating in water.
Yeah.
Well,
so wrong.
Fish are suffocating in water.
X number of years ago, when Al Gore was trying to talk to us about this bullshit. And everybody was like, nah, whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers in Ohio. Motherfuckers in Iowa need jobs, you know. And all that bullshit. You know, just ignoring the whole climate change issue. Yeah. You know, and now we are in a scary fucking place as far as that goes. Having Trump in office for those 4 years, that of course would not have helped.
No.
You know, and now I feel like, as with a lot of things, I feel like we are in a horrible place of catch up.
We lived through a pandemic.
Yeah, and then there was that. And now there's talk that we're gonna have another pandemic.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna bring it up. Yeah,
Pfizer is Pfizer for, you know, however you feel about vaccines or whatever. Pfizer is actually going to be available. You don't even have to talk to a doctor. You just go straight to Pfizer now. Dang. That's what they get ready to set up now. You're just going straight to Pfizer because God forbid we actually stop working again.
Oof.
So.
Well. Can't have that.
No.
No. I'm an essential worker.
No.
Exactly. Things are a mess. Things are a mess. And as we close out, I do, because I've actually gone to a dark place in this. Normally that's Kirk's job. But I've actually gotten into a very dark place with this, because as we are as we are kind of closing it out with this year and this asshole at least having to stare down a judge and hear read to him what he's done, I think back to when Obama was first running against John McCain.
Oh.
And I think I could be completely off base here, but I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, so John McCain gets stepped to by some ridiculously dumb old woman from God knows where, and she starts spouting these stupid ass points about Obama's a Muslim, Obama's from, you know, Kenya, just running all this shit. John McCain actually had the integrity to turn around and say, none of that shit's true. I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
Yeah.
None of that shit's true. He's a great American. He and I don't necessarily see each other eye to eye, but he's a perfectly good person.
Yeah.
Obama wins the election. Mm-hmm. And now I have to almost look at it from the standpoint of, did McCain lose fair and square, or did McCain lose because he wasn't racist enough?
Ooh.
Oh.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
Now you got Mitt Romney running against Obama, right? And Mitch McConnell doing all his bullshit. Oh, I'm going to make Obama a one-term president. But they put up Mitch McConnell, another reasonably intelligent, middle of the road, not the most harmful cat in the world, white dude with Mexican relatives. So he can only be, just for the sake of having to go home and fucking have conversations at Thanksgiving dinner, he can only be so bad. Again.
Right.
Mitt Romney loses. Right.
Yeah.
So, now Obama's done. The DNC, with all their bullshit, because I would have voted for Bernie. I don't know if the middle of the country was going to vote for a Jew, but I was ready to. I was ready to. I was so ready to. I shook Bernie Sanders' hand. It back to the Nightly Show. Dude, I'm with you. He said, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Love Bernie Sanders. Little manipulation, Donna Brazil, blah, blah, blah. Hillary's the candidate. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Because, you know, I'm of a mind that, you know what? Hillary may not be perfect. Hillary, mm-hmm. you know, how she campaigned against Obama, that was some grimy shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's relatively harmless as opposed to this maniacally racist, sexist, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Harmless as opposed to this other idiot.
Yeah.
And because I'm not thinking clearly, because I'm not listening to, I'm listening to the intelligent white people I work with in television.
Oh, no.
I'm not listening to my friends who are guards at Rikers Island. And they're like, I don't know, SVP. I don't know. This don't look so good. And I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? You're talking to criminals. Little did I fucking know. Little did I fucking know. And in 4 years, we go back 100.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seriously.
We get Joe Biden in.
Yeah.
Am I in love with Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. But again, no. It's the lesser of two evils. It's an adult decision.
Yeah.
And then he throws in Kamala Harris, who puts on just enough of a sister girl act so that she's viable. And now here we are.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean, Kirk.
Yes, that's I do, sir. Laughing. Yes, I do. She knows how to play spades, though.
My point is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My point is.
Yes, sir.
There's a significant part of this country that wants maniacal, racist dickheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we literally have to put all this other shit aside.
Yeah.
And vote for the lesser of two evils. Now, mind you, we also need to be more engaged with midterm elections, local elections, and other shit like that. That's really the only way we're going to turn this boat around. You know, gone are the days where you vote for the one black dude that ever won the presidency and then just go back to watching television. That's not the answer.
No.
It's not. You literally have to stay engaged. We literally have to stay engaged. And the last thing I'm going to say on all of this, because people kind of put it as, oh, I voted for this guy and he didn't do this and he didn't do that and he da-da-da-da-da. Mm. We have to stay engaged. Because here's the thing. I was it 2017 or whatever when Obama, I may have the year wrong, but Obama was trying to confirm Merrick Garland for the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch McConnell and these racist bastards in Congress blocked that. First time in history.
Yeah.
And because, and I'm going to say it just like this, because we are so used to black men being screwed the fuck over, we let that rock.
Rock.
Yeah.
We let that rock. And no, we should have taken to the streets.
Yeah.
The second that went down, and I put myself and everybody, all of us are accountable for that one. When Merrick Garland was not appointed, there should have been marching. There should have been boycotts. There should have been all that. We did nothing. We let that rock. And now we don't even have abortion rights anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking affirmative action is gone.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Trump set us back 100 fucking years.
Yeah.
And it's gotta come up to us to fix it. Or we might as well get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
It may not even let us do that.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Because we've had shit. And they burned it down.
And then there's that.
They wanted us. Go over there. Make your own towns. Make your own cities. Oh, shit, they're prosperous. We need to burn that down. We need to stop that.
Burn that down and take the land.
And then take the land.
And take the land. Yes.
And then redline the new ones.
How about that?
And if I could say one last thing.
Please.
We got too comfortable.
Yes, sir.
There was nothing on the front lines to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
We only decide to start fighting when all hell is broken loose.
Yeah.
And we can't do that anymore. Whoever it was who released that whole abortion thing that came to pass, yeah. we knew 3 months in advance it was coming.
Yeah.
And we just bitched and complained.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to the books and see how we as the people
block that
could block this shit. Who our constituents are, who could have gone up there and made sure the Supreme Court was not how that was not, or at least go to your local official and be like, are we good? Is it tight in this state so we don't have to worry about this BS hurting us? We didn't do any of that. And then we ran out and we were all shocked when it happens.
Yeah.
And I've quoted Rachel quite a bit, but Rachel would always say, watch this space. Don't watch what they say, watch what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, and again, not every president has been perfect. But when Obama was president, we should have still kept fighting.
Yeah.
The religious man in me would say, while I'm upset about Merrick Garland, that chicken came home to roost.
Yeah.
And he put a foot in their ass now. Now they want to get rid of him. But I'm like, you'd have made him a chief justice. He wouldn't have this problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I mean, he was slow doing what he needed to do, but
he did it.
But, yeah. You know, I'm not saying that should be, we should not just accept that as a consolation prize. I mean, I'm happy he's where he is and he's not sitting somewhere just kind of like old man sitting on his porch. But
right.
To your point, Stephen, we got to do better. Because history is going to look at this moment.
Yeah. I do think we do have some people out there that are still working in our favor. Like we have the two Justins. We have Ketanji Brown Jackson. So there are people in place and we really need to support them. And we do need to fight. We not to sit back. We need to not give up, but keep fighting. Don't lose the faith. It's going to get better. It has to get better. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up. I won't.
I'm not doing it, guys. I let her speak for both of us. I am a conflicted man in a foreign land. I'm still trying to figure shit out.
What the saving grace is with you, Kirk?
What?
When the fight starts, you'll be there.
Damn right, I'm gonna be there.
No matter how you feel at this moment, I know you, and you're not gonna sleep on anything that needs when the call is made.
It's an Instagram post that I put up, and this is how I feel during a union debate union turmoil and lawsuits. There is no both sides. I will always go for the people who don't have large reserves of money on hand.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Nice.
So that being said, I'll be there. I still want to see that nigga in Cheetos. I don't want to see him coming out looking like a supervillain either. Keep him in there for a long time.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. You know, let's see what happens. And I got...
Yeah, hey, indeed.
I'm just going to follow this here.
Yep.
I'll just be there. I'll be there.
Nice.
I might have a joke, but I'll be there. Come on, man. Right now? We had to do it now? I had a good hand in spades. I had a great hand. I had six books, son. My partner had four. We was going to go 10, baby.
You just making six. Friends, aren't you?
Hey, listen. We are way past time at this point, but you know, as we were closing out there, we all got a little excited. So there it is.
Motivated. You got motivated. Not excited.
Yes.
Motivated.
Yes.
Indeed.
Folks, thank you so much for listening to this full on indictment. Special. That's what I'm gonna call it. The indictment special. Or maybe, you know, so like what Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones years ago, they put out an album, Got Live If You Want It. Maybe we'll just call this Got Indictments If You Want It.
Got Indictments.
But yeah, give me shelter. Hey. For Denise Tapscott. Mm-hmm. Kirk Johnson and Mark Abbott, and myself, Stephen Van Patten. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for, and we want to thank you for keeping the faith, because hopefully that's what we're inspiring you to do.
Yes.
And if not, you know, slide in my DMs. I'll straighten you out.
Oh, my stars.
All right now. We out.